Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
So it's been a long time since I've done
karaoke. We haven't
even
done a check.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay, great.
Oh, that sounds really well, good. Delicious.
Hopefully at this point we'd be there.
We'd be there. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is season 5 after
it
all.
It is.
But I have you, I mean, not since pandemic.
I did some lovely couch karaoke recently with my friend Leah when I went to see her in Rochester.
Please.
We just found some YouTube karaoke and sang it on the couch.
Ain't that it? Mm-hmm. I do that in the car all the time.
There was definitely some running up that hill was happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to listen to what the kids
About Damn Time was happening. We sang a lot of 90s bands. Mm. A lot of 90s bands.
What are your go-to 90s bands for karaoke?
Oh, Third Eye Blind. Third Eye Blind. Possibly some Third Eye
Blind.
Throw
in some Third Eye Blind.
With a little pepper and a little Third Eye Blind. I feel like any of the... There's so many hits, though, you know? From the 90s, from Third Eye Blind. They're like the one band I can think of, but I feel like I sing other things from the 90s. What is your go-to?
Well, do you do any Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Oh, no, that's really tricky. I feel like they're okay. Very fast. Maybe some Smash Mouth.
Other Radiohead.
I mean, yeah, you could sing Creep and be real sad about it.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Green. See, like, I wasn't like a 90s band kid.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I think...
Growing up in Mississippi, it was a lot of country music. Uh-huh. So I gravitated. I was listening to like Evita.
The most country thing you could find.
And also like, mm-hmm. you know, Shania Twain.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
I
also
mean, they pair well together.
Faith Hill mm-hmm. and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but those were of the 90s ilk.
Yeah, those were of the 90s ilk, certainly. Remember when like Rock Band and Garage Band,
oh,
those
yeah.
video games came out?
Guitar Hero, not Garage Band. Garage Band is what we record on.
None of those songs.
Oh, okay.
Well, Guitar Hero, and then there was Rock Band.
Right, right.
That was where they had multiple. Like, you could play the drums, and you could play the bass, and you whatever.
Oh, it was great.
And you had a singer or whatnot. I learned Maps by the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Oh, Maps is...
Which is a great song.
God, Maps is
But
such
I was like,
song.
I don't know any of these songs.
Mm, that's fair.
I was like... Is there a Broadway version of this? And it was like, no.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate.
Starting here. Right. Mm-hmm. I know. Don't get us started because we'll just keep going. We'll just keep going
Give
and going
Give us a
and
piano
going.
Bar and a hint of saloon.
And I'm on board.
And I'm on board. Hi, and welcome to Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dusty. And if you're tuning in for the first time, Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, is the podcast that features one hiking trail in one national park, one park at a time.
And can you believe it? We're in season 5.
I know. It's our first episode of season 5.
It is. And if you're joining us for the first time, this is a very special episode. It's like an after school special, but before school starts in our case.
It's sort of like a before school special.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wake up at 6 a.m. and watch it. I'm sure that there are some people right now listening to this at 6 a.m. because many of you...
6 a.m. and she calls because she knows I'm awake.
Mike has been on an Ananalic trip for a bit. Mm-hmm. And so if you hear references to the discography of Ananalic...
Breathe, just breathe.
Then that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. So, yep. But we know that some people listen to this at 6 a.m. Yeah, because you've emailed us and you've said, hey, I listen to you on my commute to work on Monday mornings. And we want you to know that we love, love, love hearing from all of you. And so we are honestly the most honored to join you on those journeys because we understand we have to commute to work too. So, those can be very, very, dour mornings sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, it's an honor to join you. This is season five. And for us, seasons are whole years.
I believed in us.
Seasons are entire years. Some people, you know, will only do seasons for a selection of time and then they'll come back a few months later and do another season. That is not the show.
No.
We have been going at it now. This is our fifth year.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. It's like, who would have thunk? Yeah. And if you've been paying attention, we did just drop, like, recently a surprise.
Surprise episode.
Episode, which was still attached to season four. Bonus trail mix that talked about basically the environment and where we're at with that whole lovely, beautiful mess.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. There's some hope.
There is some hope.
There's some, you know, things we can do. Mm-hmm. But for those who may not know, we do actually tell the entire story of like how the show started and where it came from, because this is a totally grassroots, independently produced podcast.
A podcast.
That's a different channel. that is created and produced by us. Literally, we are the team. And
that's right.
Yes, we do have folks that help us from time to time, but it's very occasionally. But hopefully one day we'll be able to expand the team to more people.
That's right.
Let's remind the children how the show began.
Oh, well, careful. I want to say just careful the things you say.
Because
children will listen.
They will listen. And then if they do, they might glisten.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, the show started in 2018. We've been friends for 10 years this year, which is crazy. And we started traveling together in 2016 and started hitting the national parks in 2017 and 2018. I think by 2018, we had seen maybe 11 parks at that point.
11 or 14 or something.
Yeah, something
like
around
that.
There. Yeah. Something in the, you know, over 10. I had already been to 3, and you had been to Smokies, unbeknownst to yourself at that time.
No, I had been to Smokies and Zion, unbeknownst to myself at the time. Yeah.
At one point, we're both educators. We started making all of our vacation time sort of revolve around parks trips, because it's something that we were excited to do. We love to hike, and we really wanted to see more of the country, especially because there's so much to see, and there's so many places that are just sort of otherworldly. On like a lark on a trip to Acadia, we just started an Instagram that very quickly in the year 2018 from June to September turned into a podcast, which we really didn't know what we were doing when we started.
No.
We had an idea.
We borrowed equipment. We tried a few different mediums.
Yeah.
And then, well, because we had been scheming for a little while to
do a creative project together.
And we were like, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We aren't really sure what it is.
We're going to write an updated version of Dante's Inferno that was queer centric.
Yes. And that's still, you know, in the
under copyright. Nobody take
that's
that
That's still somewhere in the ether.
That's right.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wanted to do something creatively together. We hang out all the time anyway. And so we were like, is there something that we would have fun doing that we could realistically produce ourselves?
Yeah.
And so we created what is the parameters of the show.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And built from there.
And we have built from there. It is a joy spot for me to do this show.
Yeah.
So, and certainly all the travel involved, which, I mean, sometimes that means hiking 17 to 20 something miles a day.
I'm in charge of trip planning, which I often am.
It's 37. We're doing 30. Okay, now that you're talking about it, we're just talking about it. Something we did talk about in season four was when you plan hiking days.
Yeah.
You overplan on purpose so that we can scale back and be realistic later.
Oh, yeah. And it's all about later realism.
I'm one who's realistic from the
get-go.
I'm like, you know, we're not doing 35 miles today. I don't know what world in which you think we're going to achieve that. So,
and that's why you've been Joyce Steeler.
Joyce Steeler. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, why don't we just reevaluate our expectations now rather than later? But when it comes to a hike or a hiking day, your expectations are like, I feel like your relationship to expectations are different. You've definitely got a relationship to expectations.
I do.
Girl. Something you know too. But
I do.
When it comes to a hike, I feel like you're a little more realistic about like, oh, if we cut that off and don't do that, that doesn't bother me. And that doesn't make me feel like I'm not achieving something.
No.
Right. You're realistic later and I'm realistic in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like
And then you dream. You're like, oh, well, we could do more. I can dream now because I've experienced it. You know what I mean? You start with realism and then you ebb into dream.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in dream and then I ebb into realism.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's like we Benjamin Button each other.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Which is why I think this works out mm-hmm. so well. One of the reasons. Similarly, feelings. You're a slow burn.
Oh, yeah.
Feelings. It's like it takes you a few hours to realize what you're feeling and then to express it. And I'm like immediately and right now.
Uh-huh. Because you screamed in my face that one time.
Oh, here we go. Was mm-hmm. it worse than the time I farted in your face?
I don't know. They pretty much are at equal footing right now.
Okay. So anytime
in ways I've been disappointed by you.
Scream, I'll just make sure to instead fart in your face. Yep. Maybe that'll be better.
Sure.
Right. At least I'll be more amused by
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is our very first episode, instead of doing a trailer each year where you hear about
in a world
the clips from upcoming, our show is a weekly show,
mm-hmm.
at least for the majority of the year.
Yeah.
We do take time off.
And
right?
sometimes we have two episodes a week. Rarely. But it happens.
But this episode is our trail map.
Mm-hmm.
And it is where we will be revealing the parks and whose trails we will be covering in this upcoming season 5.
But we're not going to just tell you. What we've done is actually made this whole episode a trivia game to reveal these parks.
Because we play games all the time and it's write Jeopardy-style trivia at the end of every single episode. Mm-hmm. Someone did just email us about, they were like, do you publish all the games that you play on trails?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to say right now, like we have plans to publish a travel game book at some point.
Yeah.
So we don't publish all of our games on line for free anywhere.
Right.
But if you're curious about one, then you can certainly email us or you can re-listen to the episode and hear the rules because we always explain the rules. So last year in season 4 was the first time we ever covered just 3 parks.
It's true.
We covered Glacier National Park, Yellowstone National Park, and Grand Teton National Park. Typically, we cover between 6 and 8 parks per season.
Could be a little bit more sometimes.
Sometimes a little more depending on the season. And that's what you get in seasons 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we are back to doing about 6 different parks.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to admit, okay, so Mike and I decided which parks we were covering in this upcoming season and
right.
we plotted it out on the calendar, but that was about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So at this point, Mike does not remember.
I have not looked at
which
the calendar
parks
since.
We are actually going to. So right. This is perfect.
Yeah, it is. It's okay. Good. It's a fresh slate.
Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year, and so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about, we're marking them up, and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them, and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Hey, everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our Moon Travel Guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use Moon Travel Guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Let me tell you a little bit about how this episode is going to go.
Great.
Okay, so what I've done is I've written 5 questions per park.
Okay.
Now, these are all general knowledge trivia that all of us can play along with.
Wonderful.
Great. And all of the answers somehow relate to one of the parks and one of the things that we experienced in the parks.
Great.
Not things that describe the park.
Diarrhea.
But our experience in these parks. Occasionally, a little like 2 or 3 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Got it.
We're going to see if Mike can put the clues together to at the end with all of the answers to see if he can guess what park we're talking about.
Wonderful.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, great. Here we go. The first one in this category, charades, celebrity, or salad bowl, heads up, or even pin the tail on the donkey, or cards against humanity, might all be considered examples of a this.
What's a party game?
That is correct. Okay. A party game.
Great.
Correct. The next one.
Okay.
I'll say for 200.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. For 200.
Give me them fake points.
This HBO show features the line, "You two were broken up for 3 weeks and 3 days, so I didn't betray you. You guys can all judge me if you want, but I have never, ever been happier."
What is, even though I haven't seen it, I'm pretty sure the second season of Euphoria?
That is correct.
Okay.
Well done. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
This actress was the star of Adventures in Babysitting and won an Oscar for her work in Leaving Las Vegas.
Who is Elizabeth Shue?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or the drag queen shoe store called Elizabeth's Shoe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. For 400. This phrase from comedy writing is used to describe one weird thing on top of another weird thing, though literally it might look like a beanie on top of a bowler.
It's like something wearing a hat wearing a hat.
It's a hat wearing a hat.
A hat wearing a hat. Okay.
Right. That's when you're like writing comedy and like you're dealing with a weird thing and then you throw in another weird thing and it's like there's only room for like one weird thing right
sure.
now. Right. And then for 500, this kind of alert might be sent out into a community when the water is found to be contaminated and not potable, urging you to do this with your water to ensure that it is safe to consume.
What is a boil warning or a boil notice?
Yeah, a boil water notice. Okay, that's right. So the five answers are party game.
Euphoria. Elizabeth Shue.
Hat wearing a hat. And boil water notice. Can you guess the park that we're talking about?
Ooh. This is like a very weird shot in the dark.
Sure.
Is it Gateway Arch?
It is incorrect. That is incorrect.
I don't know where that was coming from, but no.
No.
Oh my God. Is it Theodore Roosevelt National
Incorrect.
Park?
Incorrect. Can you connect any of the answers to things
that happened to us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I got it. And that was what I was going to guess originally for number two. What is it, Indiana Dunes?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the answers.
Great.
Okay, let's start with boil water notice.
Well,
why do you think I did that?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, mm-hmm. but yes, something happened to my hand.
There might have been some boiled water involved.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Great. And that was a continuing theme throughout the rest of that trip.
Yeah.
Okay. Hat wearing a hat. Do you know what that is a reference to?
Oh, is it the fact that the state park's inside the national park?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Great. Elizabeth Shue. I'll tell you this. She's the star of the movie Soap Dish, which is the movie we tried to watch on our Airbnb. And then we did finally get it on.
And then I fell asleep.
And then you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Great. Euphoria. Euphoria stars who?
Zendaya.
Who's also in what film that's about to
Dune.
Get us? Correct. There you go.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lot of connecting of dots.
Oh, I know. And uh-huh. a party game. What is a really famous party game? Maybe a more like a high school party game that is was not.
Spin the bottle?
Nope. And the other one.
Suck and blow. No.
If you weren't clueless. No, truth or
Seven
dare.
7 minutes in heaven.
Truth or dare.
Okay.
And there was the Dare of the Dunes.
Dare of the Dunes. Dare of the Dunes.
Dare of the Dunes. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Are you ready for the next one?
I am. I'm fascinated on how this connects, but yes.
Okay, great. For 100, this book by Charles Dickens tells the story of the education of a young orphan named Pip by Miss Havisham and his tortured relationship with Estella. And it's a bummer that the title is taken, since you could use it as the title of your memoir.
What is Great Expectations?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also, everybody, we just want to say, we've done the survey and the response has been that the trivia on the show is extremely hard. And I'm just going to say, we've heard you.
Yeah.
So I tried to make some adjustments for mm-hmm. this so that we could all play along. Okay, great. For 200. I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself screaming like Meryl Streep in season 2 of this HBO show, produced by Reese Witherspoon and based on a book written by Leanne Moriarty.
Reese Witherspoon.
mm-hmm.
What is Big Little Lies?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
For 300. Kickball, volleyball, cookouts, and barbecues may be considered quintessential when planning one of these events. This event may also inevitably happen during a wedding, a funeral, or a holiday. Some groups may even make t-shirts and plan a whole weekend of things to do for an event like this.
What is a family reunion?
That is correct. For 300,
mm-hmm.
this slang phrase seems to be inspired by the Emerald Isle and describes leaving a party without bidding farewell to anyone.
What is an Irish exit?
That is correct. And finally, inspired by the Hans Christian Andersen tale, for which there is a statue in Copenhagen, Denmark, this film and later musical by the Disney Company had us all saying, I just don't see how a world that's filled with such wonderful things could be bad.
What is The Little Mermaid?
That is right. So the answers are, Great Expectations, Big Little Lies, Family Reunion, Irish Exit, and The Little Mermaid.
What is Badlands National Park?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about why those are. Okay, mm-hmm. Great Expectations.
I think that we did have some and they weren't bad.
There was like one trail that we did that like got to a terminal point and you literally like disappointed dad sounded your way out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is that. This is what.
Yeah. I mean, the Badlands are beautiful. Moments.
Badlands are beautiful, and we enjoyed ourselves there very much. And yes. Okay, great. Big Little Lies.
I think that we were led to believe certain things.
Not the track I was going for.
I think did we watch what we were trying?
No.
We watched Jaws?
No. We both have never seen Jaws in full.
What did we watch in the tent? We tried to watch something because we had Wi-Fi.
Didn't we watch American Horror Stories the next episode?
No.
No, we did watch an old movie.
I thought it was Jaws, and we both fell asleep, and we were like, this is ridiculous.
It wasn't Jaws.
Okay.
That I know for a fact.
Okay.
No, it's because that also stars Laura Dern, who played a paleontologist in Jurassic Park.
Got it.
And
fossils.
Badlands is known for its fossils. Okay, great. Family reunion.
Well, because there was a family reunion at the campground, and they were a crowd.
They were quite a crowd, and we definitely had a bit of a run-in with them.
Mm.
We'll put it like that. Okay, Irish exit.
Well, we definitely had... The trip was very well planned from soup to nuts, but it turned out that for all our planning, we both decided that we needed a little bit of a quick exit from the Dakotas because we needed just some... time off the ground.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is what it was in reference to.
Yeah.
And finally, The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is the thing that's throwing me right now because I can't think of how this is.
Well, what
relative.
Is another, what's a song from The Little Mermaid?
A Part of Your World.
Okay. And another song?
Kiss the Girl.
And another song?
Poor Unfortunate Souls.
And the other song?
The cook song.
And the other song. Good Lord. None of these won the Oscar, but the one you haven't mentioned yet.
Oh my God. What is the song that I'm missing?
Under the Sea.
Oh, Under the Sea. Part of Your World didn't win over Under the Sea?
No.
Under the Sea is trash.
Under the Sea, actually.
Sorry, Oscar
world,
winner.
Part of Your World, Under the Sea. And Kiss the Girl, I think we're all nominated that year.
Wow.
I could be wrong about that. Somebody come for me in the comments if I'm wrong about it. But the I'm pretty sure I remember seeing that and to prep for Disney trivia that I just did with when I was visiting my family. Mm. No, Part of Your World didn't win. Under the Sea won.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Oscar. But Badlands.
Yes, used to be an inland sea, basically.
Under the ocean.
Under the sea.
Great.
And no, the other song. No, the other song. No, no. The other one that you haven't mentioned. No, not that one.
Right. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, I am.
For okay.
The next park.
The next park for 100. Whatever happened to please may I and yes, thank you and I'm sorry. This term is the name of a song from the musical Chicago that was cut from the film. This term could also be used to describe a sense of decorum and also a group of students learning together.
What is class?
Correct. For 200, mix together Worcestershire sauce, horseradish, celery, salt, pepper, hot sauce, lemon juice, tomato juice, and vodka, and you'll get this cocktail that is named for the daughter of Henry VIII, who also ruled England as queen for 5 years.
What is a Bloody Mary?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
For 300, blood, apple, cherry, garnet, blush, and crimson are all shades or tints of this color.
What is red?
Correct. Pleasure and fun were always mentioned on the ads of this chewy, fresh breath product. It also helped that the commercials always featured twins.
What is double mint gum?
Correct. And finally, for 500. Prior to their breakup in 2014, this folk band comprised of Joy Williams and John Paul White won 4 Grammy Awards. One for Best Folk Album for their album Barton Hollow, and their band name seemed to be inspired by a significant conflict in American history that lasted from 1861 to 1865.
Who is Lady A?
Oh, incorrect. Oh. The correct answer is who are the Civil Wars?
Oh.
Okay, so here we are.
They're still doing that thing? Lady A, that is.
Girl, I don't even know.
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So the answers are class, Bloody Mary, red, double mint gum, and the Civil Wars. Can you name that park?
Do 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 da. That's the Mentos, not double gum.
Oh, I got double your pleasure.
Oh, there it is. Yeah,
double your fun.
And then they sort of jazzed it up a little bit. Yeah, there we go.
Not an official sponsor.
Double mint gum, Bloody Mary.
Let's zoom in on Bloody Mary for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What was her actual name?
Mary Queen of Scots.
What was her last name?
Tudor. Mary Tudor.
Tudor.
The Tudor Village. No, we're not talking about the Smokies right now.
We are not talking about the Smokies.
Huh. Tudor.
Maybe there was an eating establishment that had that name.
Oh, Tudor's Biscuit World.
That's right.
We're talking about good old lovely New River Gorge.
New River Gorge in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I know, our newest national park.
Mm-hmm.
And
for a time.
Right, for a time. Until Delaware until, Water Gap until, becomes national
until
park.
Until some other queen ascends, until the other
now,
supreme.
Until she ascends. When one supreme rises, the other falls. Supreme fades away. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Okay, and we've been to New River Gorge how many
times?
Twice. Which is the reason.
Double mint gum.
For double mint gum. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So Tudor's Biscuit World.
Yep.
We've been there twice.
Mm-hmm.
We were there with our friends Brian and Tino.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the answer red.
Oh, I don't know.
There was a certain thing we did together and the box was red.
We're not really strangers.
Correct.
Yeah.
We played a game called We're Not Really Strangers. It was a wonderful experience, yeah. But the box was red.
That's so specific.
Very specific. And then the Civil Wars. I actually gave you the clue in there, and that was the band members. One of them was John Paul White, and the other one was Joy Williams. Joy. Like who?
Oh, Grandma Joy.
Like there Grandma Joy and Brad, and their dog.
Hank Williams.
Evan Williams. Yes. Brad's dog has... I don't know if y'all know Grandma Joy's road trip. If you haven't checked it out, you definitely should. We did an interview with them last two seasons ago.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful. And we finally got to travel with them.
Yes.
So you're going to hear all about that in the New River Gorge episode.
Yes.
Brad's dog, who's a large schnauzer.
Yeah.
His name is Evan Williams.
Yeah. People's names.
Yeah. That's his last name too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And then finally, class.
The Class 4 Rapids.
That's right. The Class 4 Rapids, which are the highest rapids one could rapidly rapid. That's
on
right.
The Class 4 Rapids.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's true.
Are we ready for the next one?
We are.
Okay, the next park for 100. I'm not a toy that you can play with when you're bored or lonely or horny. I'm not the girl the guy gets at the end of the movie. I am not a fantasy. If you want me, earn me. Until then, we are done. Says the main character of this show, starring Kerry Washington, about a DC fixer who is also having an affair with the president.
What a scandal.
Correct. For 200. This Bronte sister wrote Jane Eyre and also shares the first name of the actress who played Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and The Facts of Life. And also the Sex and the City character, who you might be if you aren't a Carrie, Miranda, or a Samantha.
Who is Charlotte Bronte?
Correct, Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah.
For 300, this Olympian has become a queer icon. He finally won his first gold medal in the 2021 Summer Games that were rescheduled from 2020 in the men's synchronized 10-meter platform event. He's also married to Dustin Lance Black, who won an Oscar for writing the screenplay for Milk.
Who is Tom Hardy?
No, not Tom Hardy.
No,
Tom Hardy
Tom
is
Holland.
Bane. Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
Tom Daly.
Correct. Tom Daly.
Mm-hmm.
For 400. Attending a professional game of this sport might include eating a hot dog and standing up for a stretch in the seventh inning.
What is baseball?
Correct. And for 500, the goal of this major retailer of the TJ Maxx family seems to be to make interior design accessible to everyone, from throw pillows to lamps to sheets. It's also known for selling things like a pitcher that says pitcher, or a mug that says mug. And they always seem to have pasta and sauce also for sale.
I'm looking for the company name?
Yeah, for the name of the store.
The name of the store?
Yeah, the name of this major retailer store.
From TJ Maxx, under the umbrella.
Under the umbrella of TJ Maxx.
What is Marshall's?
Nope, try again.
What is Sierra?
Nope, try again.
What is Home Goods?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the answers are Scandal, Charlotte, Tom Daly, Baseball, and Home Goods.
What is Mammoth Cave National Park?
That is correct. Mammoth Cave National Park.
I really
Park.
Had a dig there.
Let's talk about, okay, so Scandal.
Well, there was definitely some scandalous stuff that was happening around that park with like who had ownership rights.
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into all mm-hmm. of that. Charlotte.
This is the ship that Nicolas Cage's grandfather told him that the secret lied with, and that's how he got the Declaration of Independence out of Mammoth Cave.
Incorrect.
The secret lies with Charlotte.
It is a lot easier than that. Charlotte is also in the name of a title of a book.
Charlotte's Web.
And she is a what?
An arachnid.
That's right. So stay tuned to find out all about
Dusty's fears come to life.
Our experience with arachnids. Okay, great. Tom Daly.
Tom Daly.
Is a what?
A swimmer.
No.
A Brit.
Yeah, but a 10-meter platform.
He is a diver.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like cave diving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Spelunking.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Similar to what British game?
What's cricket?
That's right.
Oh, we saw lots of them down there.
Oh my God, did we?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever seen cave crickets before? Because you're going to hear all about them.
Mm-hmm. And your trauma.
And Home Goods.
Oh, our Airbnb. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear about that, everyone. Okay, great. And our final park of the season. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
For 100. This is the area of a house that is typically subterranean. Sometimes they are finished, but sometimes they house creepy boilers who scream Kevin's name in Home Alone when he goes down to do laundry.
What is a basement?
Correct.
Or a cellar.
Or a cellar. For 200. This is the word one might use to describe the Roman Empire, or the destruction of a house of cards, or a failing lung.
What is fallen?
Incorrect.
What is failing?
Incorrect. What I wouldn't, if it were failing, I would have said failing.
What is deflated?
Incorrect. What is collapse?
Collapse.
Okay, great. For 300, every day's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that longs to go, sings Elsa in this song from Frozen 2 after hearing a siren's call from the distance.
Mm, into the unknown.
That is
what
correct.
What is into the unknown?
Yeah. For 400, helping to define the rock era, this British band, one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, has an iconic logo of a tongue sticking out.
Who are the Rolling Stones?
That is correct. And for 500, this term could be used to describe a member of a sports team, a band or orchestra member, a trickster, or a person participating in a video game. Like that of the central character in the book about the virtual reality platform Oasis by Ernest Cline.
What is a player?
That is correct. So the answers are basement, collapse, into the unknown, Rolling Stones, player.
What is the Gateway Arch?
Incorrect.
Oh. What is Theodore Roosevelt National Park?
That is correct. Okay, great. Let's go. One by one. Basement.
Oh, the bar at the Airbnb we stayed at.
That
was like
right.
A bunker, basically.
It was a bunker bar.
Bunker bar basement.
Okay. Collapse.
Collapse. How we felt after
right.
Hiking, specifically you one day.
That is correct. Specifically mm-hmm. me one day. Okay. Into the unknown.
Into the unknown. I feel like most of the hiking there
right.
was I'm, into the unknown.
I'm specifically referring to what it was like driving back to where we were staying.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
We were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones.
the Rolling Stones. Well, we did see Mick Jagger while we were in the park. So, I mean, yes.
Well, what are some songs by the Rolling Stones?
Paint It Black. No, the other one.
Keep going. another song?
Brown Sugar.
Another song?
Oh my God, you're testing my knowledge. It's...
Tender Song. Mm-hmm. Oh. Childhood Living.
Oh, yeah.
What song is that?
Easy to do. Mm-hmm. New. I'm so.
I bought them for you.
Wild Horses. That's why.
That's right.
Because we saw them and it was amazing.
We did. Yeah. We acted like, wait till you hear all about the wildlife mm-hmm. in Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And finally, Player.
Well, I mean, you had your fair share of dalliances.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Let me correct.
He speaks of himself.
I had my fair share of dalliances. Player. We saw people. We saw people who we thought owned a well-manicured shop. And
well-manicured ice cream shop.
That was also had home goods.
They did.
Yeah.
Cute stuff.
But they were not the owners. They were traveling bards.
They were actors mm-hmm. in the play that apparently is very famous in Medora.
Medora.
I wanted to see it, but some people did not.
Some people who, after a long day of hiking, didn't want to have to drive 45 minutes back to our Airbnb to then have to drive 45 minutes back.
Do you hear what I have to deal with every day?
Uh-huh.
This is it.
Through the nothing that you've already explained.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The desolation. The unknown.
This has been the Season 5 Trail Map by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. To find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. And that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, in the Gaze Shop, and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written by Dave Seaman and performed by Dave Seaman, Mariella Klinger, and Sean Sklios. Our music producer was Skylar Fortgang. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while we're recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.